And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to reflect on what somebody has done for me. That somebody is a guy by the name of Del Walmsley. Now, you may not know Del from Adam. You may not know Del from the guy that bags your groceries in your local grocery store. You may not know Del from the neighbor that lives three doors down. But let me tell you something about this guy, Del Walmsley. This guy cares. This guy has a heart. This guy loves other people. This guy started a real estate investor education and mentoring company 34 years ago in Houston, Texas. And that company is still around today. As a matter of fact, that company is changing lives. That company sponsors this radio show. And here's what I want to tell you about Dill. He's a really nice guy. He's a really nice guy. Now, you may meet Dill, and the first thing that might come to your mind is you might go, he seems kind of like a gruff dude. He seems like he's kind of like a brawler or something like that. Because he kind of has that masculine look to him that kind of gives you that sense of, I don't want to mess with this guy. He's kind of a big guy. I don't want to cross this guy. But here's what you need to know about Dell. It's not his exterior physical appearance that you should be concerned about. It's his inner appearance. It's his heart. It's his love for other people. And it's that love that has kept Lifestyles Unlimited on the forefront of real estate investing and teaching people how to do it correctly for 34 years. How many companies fail after 5 years? How many companies fail after 7 years? How many companies fail after 10 years? And the short answer is, for all those questions, a lot. A lot of them fail after 5 years. A lot of them fail after 7. A lot of them fail after 10. But we're at 34 years. September 2024 marks 34 years of Lifestyles Unlimited being in business, serving the Lifestyles Unlimited community, helping our members retire one member at a time. All because of the heart of one man who had a dream, who had a vision to help other people. And Lifestyles Unlimited was born 34 years ago in Houston, Texas. Now, I'm here to tell you, I'm not the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. In 1990, you want to know what I was doing? Working for the Army. Yeah, the Army. Yeah, like the United States Army. That's what I was doing in 1990. I was serving our country proudly. I'd never heard of Lifestyles Unlimited. Had no clue. I was over on the West Coast. I was living in a place called California. Never heard of Lifestyles Unlimited. Didn't know that it had been founded in 1990. How did I find out about it? Same way you're finding out about it right now. On the radio. Yeah, on the radio. I was scanning channels, just listening for something a little bit different. Happened to be the weekend. And lo and behold, on my radio, this show called the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show comes on the radio. And I'm listening to it. And it's different from all the weekend audio content on the radio. It's different because it's honing in on real issues, real concerns, real problems. It's talking about real estate in the context that I can understand it. It's talking about real-time values of real estate. It's talking about a different approach to buying real estate, a different approach to acquiring assets, to where you keep your cash out of pocket to a minimum. I listened to that Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show several times. And my son, he was listening too. And one day, you know what he said? Now get this. He's 19 years of age at the time. He says, "Dad, we should go check this Lifestyles Unlimited out." And you know what I told him? I said, "Son, anything that's trying to sell you something off the radio is probably a scam." That's what I told my son. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So we go to this free workshop. Now, the free workshop was held in the San Antonio offices of Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the things that you may not know about Lifestyles Unlimited is that Lifestyles Unlimited has fixed office locations in several different cities. Now, San Antonio just happens to be one of those cities that has a Lifestyles Unlimited office. And we just happen to live outside of the city limits of San Antonio. So it was convenient for us to go down to the Lifestyles Unlimited office and attend the free workshop. So we did. And we went down there, my son and I, and we sat in the very front row of the presentation seminar room. And a gentleman got up on stage and he started to speak. And he started telling us about Lifestyles Unlimited. He started telling us the history of Lifestyles Unlimited. He started telling us that Lifestyles Unlimited is a membership-based organization. In other words, it's an organization that exists purely to meet the needs of its members. And everything it does is focused on its members. And the primary thing that it does is that it helps educate our members to retire in 5 years or less. Well, my son, he gets up. He immediately gets up. And I'm like, whoa. What are you doing? He goes, "Well, Dad, I'm going to go sign up." And I'm like, whoa. Hold on. Because in the back of my mind, even though Dan did an excellent job of breaking down any objection that I could have about being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I'm still very stubborn. I'm still a very stubborn man. So I was like, no, this is not a good idea. And my son said, "What are you talking about, Dad? You heard the same presentation that I heard." He talked to us about the different ways to invest. He showed us how to invest in single family assets. He showed us how to invest in multifamily assets. He talked to us about the five different ways we make money in real estate. "This is what we've been looking for, Dad." And I'm like, "I don't know, son. I don't know. I think it's still a scam." So my son says, "Well, Dad, with you or without you, I'm gonna go ahead and sign up." And you know what I did? Right there, I said, "Okay, I got you. I'm not going to keep you from doing what you want to do. That's not my place here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go sign up too." Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited just like you. And then we're going to go to this 2-day financial freedom seminar. This seminar that everybody goes to where they, quote unquote, teach you everything you need to know about real estate investing. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blow holes in all of it. I know this has got to be a scam. I'm going to destroy everything that they're going to try and teach us. So we go. We go to the Financial Freedom Workshop. If I recall correctly, the free workshop was on a Thursday night. We attended on a Thursday night, and the Financial Freedom Seminar was the following weekend. And I thought to myself, you know, this is going to be interesting. I've got to be very careful about how I do this, how I let my son down easy but it's going to be a great life lesson for him that he spent money to join an organization that won't be able to give them to give to him what they say they're going to give to him. I mean, that was my mindset. That was my mindset going into the Financial Freedom Seminar. So we get to the Financial Freedom Seminar. It's a Saturday morning. It's like 8 a.m. And we go and we sit down. We sit in the front row. And the guy that stands up in front of us, who's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, his name's David Fisher. He's one of our life changers. In other words, what he does is he helps people like me, people like my son, people like you, change our lives by learning how to invest correctly in real estate assets. So I'm looking at David, and he's standing up on the stage getting ready to talk. Now check out how this guy is dressed. He's got kind of spiky hair. He's in his mid-50s. He's wearing a Tupac t-shirt. Yeah, like a $10 t-shirt, like you'd get at Walmart. Yeah, he's wearing the $10 Tupac t-shirt. He's got jeans on, and they're not nice jeans. I mean, they're not the jeans that your wife would make you wear to go present in front of somebody if you were going to wear jeans to present in front of somebody. Now, these are just, I mean, your basic, I would say they were Wranglers or Levi's and not the top end ones. And they were kind of worn, but not like New York City kind of worn. You know what I mean? And then he's got these ratty old $10 shoes on that look like they should have been thrown away 6 months ago. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what's going to teach me. This is what's going to teach me about financial freedom. Oh, this is going to be an easy exercise in helping my son understand that what we just paid money to join isn't going to work. But I've got to find a way to let him down easily. And then David starts talking. And I realize I'm in trouble, because the words coming out of his mouth are making perfect sense to me. When we come back for the break, I'll fill you in on the details. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But if you have been listening to my story, you know that at one time, I was under the belief that Lifestyles Unlimited couldn't help me at all. I firmly believe that. Let me explain myself. I had owned real estate since 1999. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. So there was a period of 18 years where I owned and operated investment real estate. But what I didn't know was that I was doing it wrong. I didn't know that. I had no idea. When I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and my son and I went to the two-day financial freedom seminar to be instructed on the Lifestyles Unlimited map, when we arrived there, I had a closed mind. I did. Because my experience with real estate investing up to that point was an experience of mediocrity. I never saw real estate giving me the big returns that everybody always talks about. I only experienced mediocrity when it came to my rates of return. And because I was living in a place like California, where investing strategies are completely different than they are out here in Texas, I thought I was doing fine. I really did. I thought I was doing fine. So when my son convinced me to go to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, I went there begrudgingly. I went there with the attitude that I was going to protect my son from any kind of scam that Lifestyles Unlimited might throw at me. And I sat through the free workshop. It's an hour and a half long. And I had trouble blowing holes in the information that was being presented. But still in the back of my mind, my little scam radar thing was going off, right? There's got to be something I'm missing, right? So my son and I, we go ahead and we sign up and we become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And we go to the Financial Freedom Seminar, the 16-hour class that every member of Lifestyles Unlimited takes. And there on the stage is a guy by the name of David Fisher. And David is the person that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, handpicked to teach this seminar. And David, first impressions weren't great. He's got like spiky hair. First of all, he's in his 50s. He's got spiky hair, okay? All right, so we know about that, all right? So that kind of seems a little weird to begin with, right? Because how many 50-year-olds do you know have spiky hair, right? Okay, well, David had spiky hair. All right, here's the other thing he had. He had a Tupac t-shirt on. He had raggedy jeans on. And he had $10 shoes that should have been thrown away. And he starts talking to us about how real estate's going to change our lives. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be easy. This is going to be easy to convince my son that we are in the process of being scammed and that we should run away. And then David Fisher started talking and he spoke some more and he spoke some more. And here's what was happening. As David Fisher started to talk and I started to listen and I started to break down some of my barriers because I was willing to give the guy a fair chance. I really was. He started talking about my retirement problem. Yeah, my retirement problem. Now, some of you are thinking, well, did the two of you like sit down before the seminar and did you divulge what was going on in your life? And the short answer is no, not at all. But as David was talking about my retirement problem, I realized he was talking to me. What he was saying was that everybody in the United States of America has a retirement problem. We all think it's okay to save up a big bag of money till a certain age in our future life, retire, walk away from our job, and try and live off of that money and hope that that money doesn't run out before we die. That's the gamble. That's the risk that you take with your retirement plan right now. And David Fisher was laying it all out crystal clear for me. Now, my retirement plan at that time had nothing to do with the 401k or an IRA. I'm a guy that tried to retire off of a military pension only to find out that there wasn't enough money coming in from that pension and that I had to get back into the workforce. I was 50 years of age when I left the United States Army and I had to get back into the workforce because the pension didn't provide me enough income to cover my expenses. So I got back into the workforce and I hated it. I did. I was ready to be retired. I mean, you spend 27 years in the United States Army looking forward to retirement. You kind of want to be retired. You don't kind of want to be going back to work. And a lot of you military retirees listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've got a good buddy who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member who's gone. He's a veteran. He left the United States Air Force, retired, couldn't live off the pension. He's working as a government contractor, and he's trading time for money. Now, he's investing in real estate, but he needs more real estate to be able to walk away from that job. But here's the beautiful thing. He knows exactly what it's going to take to get himself retired today. He didn't have a clue prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I left the United States Army, and for one day after retirement, I got up. I didn't have to put my uniform on. I didn't have to answer to anybody. I was on the retired rolls of the United States Army, and I was free. But I was in a financial predicament because the pension didn't cover my expenses and I had to get back into the workforce. So I eventually did. And the new retirement plan just simply became work until the age of 70. Because at 70, the new job would pay a pension. And after about 20 years of building that pension, it might be kind of an adequate pension. I'd be 70 years of age, so I could take maximum Social Security benefits. I retired by doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to do 7 years ago. And they were able to hand me a roadmap that I could follow, a roadmap that got me to a place of retirement in 2 years. I am looking at a deal that just came into my inbox. Now, this is a deal that's in the greater San Antonio area. The property itself was built in 1969. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, approximately 2,300 square feet. It is worth, all fixed up, $240,000. That's the fair market value if the property is all fixed up. Now, I know this property is not all fixed up. I know this property has issues, a lot of issues, about 40,000 issues. Yeah, That's the amount of rehab that's going to be required to do this deal. Am I scaring you yet? What if I told you you could buy the property for $150,000? Do you like that number? I mean, when you compare $150,000 for a purchase price to a $240,000 appraised value when it's all fixed up, that tells me we've got about $90,000 worth of equity we can work with on this asset. Pretty cool, right? Also tells me that we can buy the asset for about 62 cents on the dollar. So we're getting it kind of cheap. Now, I mentioned before the property's got issues. And I said to the tune of about 40,000 issues, right? What I mean by that is that this property is going to need some renovation. And the estimates to do the renovations on this property work out to be right around $40,000. So do you have $40,000 laying around that you can put into this deal? You don't? Oh, that's a lot of money. Oh, I see your point. Okay. So at the end of the day, $40,000, that's a lot of money. And you're concerned that you got to put a down payment down too, right? Okay, I get that. And you're thinking the down payment's going to be like what, 20% of the fixed up value, the $240,000? Wow, that'd be like $48,000 you'd have to put down on the property. That'd be like more money than we need for the rehab. What if I told you you could buy this property for less money out of pocket? What if I told you that you could buy this property for less money out of pocket and a lot of the rehab costs can be financed? Would you be interested? Well, it's true. You can. You can actually buy this property for less than $30,000 cash out of pocket. And when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you give us the opportunity to teach you how to do this correctly, what you will understand is that you can buy this asset that all fixed up is worth $240,000. You can buy it for $150,000, which represents 62 cents on the dollar. You're going to spend about $40,000 on rehab, another $10,000 on closing and holding costs. But your actual cash out of pocket, the check that you're going to write when the dust all settles, is only $29,250. You're going to capture equity of almost $40,000 in this asset. So you're going to get 135% return on investment just on the capital gains. You are more than doubling your money just by buying this property. Yes, more than doubling, because you're putting $29,250 into the property and you're capturing an additional $39,500 of equity. That's a lot of equity in the property. I mean, we're talking a lot of equity. So what about the cash flow? What does this property do from a cash flow perspective? And what is this cash flow? How do we get to this cash flow? Okay, here's how we figure out cash flow. We take the rent, the fair market rent for this asset. We subtract the mortgage from it. Now, your mortgage probably is comprised of principal, interest, impounds for taxes, and impounds for insurance. Now, some of you are saying, is that it? What about maintenance? Shouldn't we factor in an expense for maintenance or vacancy? And the answer is no. No, you don't need to factor in those expenses. And here's why. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will be trained on how to acquire, renovate, lease, and put back into service and operate a piece of real estate, a physical asset. And when you do it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you will have gone through the entire asset looking at anything that could go wrong with that asset in the next 5 to 7 years. If there's a problem with any particular component of that home, you fix it or you replace it to where you have new condition. Fix it to new condition or replace it to new condition. And what that means is you now have a property that effectively has everything in new condition, even though this particular property was originally built in 1969. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Kind of makes you think about the asset in a slightly different way. And because you have repaired everything that can go wrong, you don't necessarily need to worry about a maintenance expense because you've already factored that into the equation. You fixed it, therefore it doesn't have the potential to break on you. As far as vacancy goes, you don't really have to worry about vacancy because here's the point I want to make. You're going to be leasing this property while you're going through the renovation phase. That means you're going to be looking for the great resident that's going to live in that asset, and you're probably going to find that entity, that person, before the renovations are even done. And you'll ink the lease and everything will be good to go. You'll have a move-in date and they will move in. And because you've been able to market a nicer property than what's out there on the market, you will have found somebody that's great to rent from you. And as a result of that, there's a high probability they're going to pay on time and they're going to stay for the entire duration of the lease. When the lease comes due, in other words, it's ready to expire, you're probably going to have a resident that's interested in renewing that lease because they've got a great place to live and they don't want to lose it. Are you starting to understand the psychology of what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members? Now, this particular asset that I'm telling you about, this particular asset throws off cash flow. Cash flow is important because it's that cash flow you use to replace your ordinary income. The cash flow on this particular asset works out to be $349 per month. That's when you take the rent, you pay the associated mortgage payment against the rent. What is left over is your spendable cash. We call it cash flow, $349 per month. What if you annualize that? How much is that if you annualize it? Works out to be $4,188. Effectively, you give yourself a raise of $4,000 per year. When did your boss give you a $4,000 a year raise? Exactly, right? But you just gave yourself a raise by spending $29,250 on an asset that is producing a 14.32% return on investment on the cash on cash. Yeah, just on the cash on cash, you're getting a 14% return on investment. So you got to ask yourself, what kind of rate of return are you getting on your other investments that are paying you cash? Oh, you don't have any that are paying you cash? Well, see, that's a reason to get involved with real estate, to stop doing what you're doing currently and to transition into doing what I'm doing, what Del Walmsley's doing, what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing. We're all doing the same thing, and you could be doing the same thing too. So what does this asset do for you? You took $29,250 and you bought this house. You renovated the house. You found a great person to rent from you. They're renting the house from you. They're paying you every month on the first. You have cash flow coming in to $349 per month. There are five different ways we make money in real estate, and I've only addressed to you two of the ways that we make real estate so far. The equity capture, which was a nice chunk of change, right? It was 135% return on investment just on the capital gains, a 14.32% return on the cash flow. We also get money from principal paydown, natural appreciation, and the tax advantages associated with real estate investing are the best in the world. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.